Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
What happened there, but it seems like we got disconnected for a minute. I'm going to make sure my co-host is with me. Jan, are you still there?
I'm right here, yep.
Okay, we got disconnected.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I don't know why the song ended, and all of a sudden Skype cut me off. So if it happens again, folks, I'll just dial back in. This is Gary Wimmer from Psychics Gone Wild and Jan Drake Bakke, and I'll let Jan introduce herself in just a moment. First, I wanted to welcome you folks out tonight. We do have a fair amount of callers. My name is Gary Wimmer, like I said, part of Psychics Gone Wild, and I teach lithomancy, and I use lithomancy. It's a method involving 16 stones of giving readings. But before I get into that, I want to let Jan talk to you folks. And like I said, bear with us on Skype and Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes reception gets a little shaky. Sometimes the volume goes up and down, but we do the best we can with what we work with. Now I want to let Jan introduce herself.
Hi, yeah, thank you, Gary. I joined the Psychics Gone Wild team a few years ago, and I've been studying with Jethro Smith and with several of the people in the group also, and I consider everybody, including you, Gary, my teachers, and I'm just coming along here and working on psychic development. And then I have been doing these animal totems because they've been coming through for me, and it's been really exciting. So that's what I share on the radio, and I love doing it, and they just seem to be able to come through, and I'm able to see them and catch a glimpse, and I see them in my mind's eyes, of course, and feel their energy when a person calls in. And anyway, that's what I've been doing. But working with Jethro Smith has been a great experience for me. He's helped open up some doors in my psychic experience and training, and other doors have opened also through his teaching. And so I'm still working on those things too, outside of the shows, and trying to develop that also. And so anyway, I'm really grateful and honored to be on the show with you, Gary, and I've listened to you now for months, and you are just a master. Absolutely.
Well, we're always learning. I'm always something about life, you know, because that's basically, I certainly deal with life, and I certainly am very interested, have been very interested in psychic ability since actually the late 60s. I started giving readings in the early 70s. As I was mentioning to you folks, I use a method called lithomancy, and I'm teaching a course on that, and I'm just going to play a little audio clip for y'all to allow you to know it.
What is lithomancy? Lithomancy is usually defined as a method of divination that involves gems or stones, and is often thought of as reading stones. Many different methods of lithomancy have existed over the ages. This is psychic and author Gary L. Wimmer. I learned lithomancy in 1980 and have been using it for 33 years. The method I use and the method I will be teaching involves 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, and 6 personal stones, love, life, magic, commitment, place, and luck. A piece of leather or lace is used to form a circle about 14 inches in diameter. The inside of the circle represents the current 3-month cycle, the outside represents the longer term, and the circle itself represents the environment. These 16 stones are dropped or tossed into the circle. The reader then visualizes a clock superimposed upon the circle, then reads the stones from the center or the core issues up to the top of the circle, which represents 12 o'clock, then around the circle, going through the hours of the clock, each hour representing 1 week. To learn more about this fascinating and revealing methodology, go to psychicsgonewild.com. Click on the link, A Course in Lithomancy, on the left side of the page. All instructions are there. Join us for this unique and interesting course. Thank you for your time.
So that is basically a short explanation about lithomancy. 16 stones dropped into a circle about 14 inches in diameter. I read them like a clock. And we'll be doing some readings for people with that method. Or if you want to ask some specific questions, I'll use some cards. And then we'll, by that time, Jane will have done her totem work meditation, picking the cards, and we'll let her make a few comments about your situation as well. We do take callers in the order which they called, and so we're going to start out this afternoon. Now you there, 845? I know.
Hi, yes. Hi. My name is Evelyn. Hello, both of you beautiful people. Can you hear me?
Yes, Evelyn, thank you.
Okay, I can hear you. I can't hear the gentleman.
Can you hear me?
Briefly, breaking up.
Well, that's the nature of the beast with Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, it's a little better, Gary. Okay, thank you for taking my call. I have a question or two, just very briefly. I want to know what's happening with my brother. He's 46 years old, and he's living with my parents. My stepfather is 90. My mom is 76. He doesn't work, has never worked, works very little, and he disappears for 3 hours, uses my father's car. He claims he's going to the supermarket, which is right in front of their home, that there are long lines. He gets their medication, which is also in front of where they live, and he says that there are long lines at Walgreens or that there's a lot of traffic. My father says that he feels that he's taking money from him because although my father is excellent at record keeping, and there's something not right there. He's claiming that every time he goes for a job, there's nothing available. My mother seems to know that there's something happening. Things are missing from the house, like utensils are missing, pots, pans, plates, bowls. Can you pick up anything? What is happening? Did we lose you? Hello?
Gary, are you there?
Oh, I don't know.
Has he ever had to be on medication or anything like that?
Okay.
I know it's really hard to, it's hard to do caretaking. I did caretaking for many years, and it's just, it can really make you drive you nuts sometimes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And if he's not working, then he might be needing to, I don't know. It's one way of getting money is selling stuff. I mean, that's a possibility.
that he's taking things and selling things so he can have money.
Right. But my parents, my nephews treated my parents to come to the East Coast, and while they were at the East in New Jersey, my stepfather had $575 in his checking account. When he went back home, he was wiped out. He had nothing.
Oh, boy. Well, and, you know, have you thought of the possibilities? I mean, you can just, without psychically thinking of it, you can just think of what that could be. I mean, I hate to say it. Have you thought of those possibilities of what is could be happening with when money is missing a lot, you know, those addictions and things like that? And
right, there could, but what is it? What kind of addiction? He does disappear. There have been times when I've called my parents, and half hour after that, I call and I ask for my brother. Oh, he's still going at the supermarket. But the supermarket is right in front of their home. And my father, whom I adore, says to me that, you know, that he comes in with receipts, and it's $75 gas for 3 days. Why? Well, they live right in front. They have everything at their fingertips.
Evelyn, let me jump in here. Right. I was, excuse me, because I got disconnected again, folks. So that's the nature of the beast. I'm glad Jan was there to talk to you. I feel like I feel like your brother has some serious, like, mental problems in a way. He's not balanced. He's got a lot of strong, like, anger or frustration, and I'm even hearing myself echo again. Are you hearing an echo too?
Yes. But at least I'm hearing you.
Okay, I don't know why this is happening, but I'll try to talk slower. I feel like, yes, your brother does have some issues that really should get addressed. I felt when you were originally talking, I was coming across several cards.
Yes.
They were making it feel like he's like a constant struggle with everything.
I'm sorry?
Like he's in a struggle all the time. He's always fighting something. He's got a lot of issues. Now, they may not be as obvious because he seemed like he's good at manipulating.
Yes.
And hiding things and being tricky and so forth.
Yes.
But just like he needs some counseling.
Yes, I know.
Now, whether you can get him to go into that or not is a question, but that's what I feel, and whatever you have to do to kind of convince him to get into counseling, because bottom line, your folks can call the police on him, and that's not a good way to go about it. But
well, my mother's not going to do it. My mother is not, and I think my mother knows what's happening. She's covering up, and what bothered me about my mom, my stepfather is an incredible man. This man, age is not a factor within him. He paints the house. He climbs up trees. He does everything. And he is as sharp as a tack.
Oh, I believe it. Evelyn, we have
and
a lot of
And my mother wants, when I speak with her, she wants me to believe that he's forgetting things and he forgets to balance his checkbook. Never. That's not the case.
He needs some counseling. He really needs counseling. And until that comes across, it's almost like an alcoholic who's insisting he's not and gets drunk every day.
Okay. Okay. So, do you think it's alcohol or could it be
no,
drugs?
No. Well, I don't know. I think it's a lot of things. It could certainly be alcohol or drugs. But what I'm feeling is rather than what it is the fact that it exists and he needs to get counseling. He's out of balance.
Okay. Okay, and the other question, my daughter graduated from nursing school. She had to relocate to California with her husband. She went for an interview a week ago this past Friday, and the woman who interviewed her told her to call her this past Tuesday. She did. As she was leaving after the interview, she told the woman, I hope to be joining your team soon. There's only one vacancy for that nursing position at that hospital. And the woman told her, oh, I'm sure you will. However, she hasn't heard from the lady at all, and she's called and left several messages. Will she hear from her? Did she fare well on the interview? And what's
the
story there?
I think she did well on the interview. I think one of two things. Either she did get hired or late not calling her back because they haven't figured out yet if they're going to hire her or someone else. But the best she can do is continue to keep in touch.
Okay.
We're going to move on, Evelyn, because we've got a lot of callers.
All right, thank you very much.
I hope that helps
you. Hang
in
there, Evelyn.
Thank you both. Thank you.
Absolutely. Are you there, Gary?
Yeah, can you hear me? Can
yeah.
you still hear me? Okay.
Yes, I can.
This is a shady day on Lock 4, 814. Can you hear me, 814? Hey.
Hello? Hello?
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Are you there? Can you hear
yeah.
me? Okay. We're having trouble with the phones, unfortunately, but you know, it's really outside of my area of the world. It's not sunny. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but I did say some prayers for our show today, and I was hoping the phones would be okay, but you just never know because Skype and all that stuff. But anyway, how are you?
We're going to move on to another call. She seemed to get this lady to respond.
Okay.
We'll try you back to the phone. As soon as I get you online, 305, I'll let you, 305, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name? Yes, what's your name?
Hello?
Yes, what's your name?
My name is Mary.
Mary, did you have a question you want to read?
I have a question.
What's
I
that?
Write a blog, and I know mm-hmm. Jan, hi.
Hi, Mary, how are you?
Good, how are you? I'm a little crazy today, obviously. I write a blog where the main character is a dragonfly who appears as a teacher. And for the longest time, I thought it was someone named Eric. And then last week, the person who is Eric, the spirit who is Eric, told someone that when he comes to me, he's not Eric. I'm dying to find out who is he when he comes to me. And if we, what... I had a reading with a psychic who I asked this very same question, and she said she saw him with me. The two of us were either students or teachers at a school, a very learned academy or something like that, but she didn't get an idea of a name. I just want a name, an idea of where we were.
Now, you want a name of this person you're feeling, correct?
This person, yes.
I'm not getting a name, but I'm getting it's a someone you've been connected with in the past, several hearts. There's a lot of heart in here. Besides that, I'm getting the feeling the name wouldn't matter. It wouldn't make sense to you. It's not they're not coming through with a name, but it's basically saying the name's kind of irrelevant. What it is it's a person you've had other lives connection with. And I think it's also important in the fact that when you're doing this, investigate it, look into it. Sometimes we get immediate answers on things. Sometimes it may be 10 years before we figure out exactly who we're connecting with or why and so forth. But it's increasing your psychic ability as you pick it up. So don't.
Yeah. Oh, darn, I missed it.
What's that?
Hello?
Yeah, are you still there, girl?
I'm here.
Yep. We're
okay.
all here, I think, now.
Okay. You
Jen,
said don't, and then you broke up.
Jan, you make a couple comments about that. I feel like it's a
okay.
past soul.
What? Okay. He said don't, so I wanted to hear what he said, don't.
Oh, I was going to say, don't be afraid of this. Don't be afraid of it.
Oh,
let
okay.
it happen.
No, I'm not afraid of him.
Yeah, let it happen. It's a
oh,
good
yeah.
soul coming through.
Okay, cool.
I don't pick up a name right. I don't pick up a name right away, but I could look into it, Mary, later.
Okay.
But I did really just strongly, and I know what your totem is usually, but this you got
yeah.
a different one today.
Oh.
And just this is just as clear as day. This is the clearest thing that's happened to me right this second, and it's the swan, and it's just beautiful. So let me just read you a little bit about what the swan says about this situation.
Okay.
No matter what is happening in your life right now, do whatever it takes to keep your faith strong. It's important to accept your life circumstances and surrender to the will of Spirit, trusting all that will work out. You will soon find clarity and purpose in the confusion that you might be experiencing right now. Focus on the fact that life is a precious and sacred gift, and express your gratitude and appreciation in as many ways. And whatever changes you are going through, just go with the flow. Let's see. Here it goes. If it goes into a power animal, I like to read the power part of it too, even if it may not be a power animal. You exude a sense of calm and gracefulness and are very much at ease with yourself and others. You're very adept at gliding through the waters of change easily and effortlessly, okay, can't even talk, moving smoothly with the daily rhythms of life. You're highly intuitive, often to the point of foreseeing the future, and you shine with an inner beauty and walk through the world with humility and poise. And you're very powerfully physically and spiritually and are highly protective of your loved ones. And I think that's all true. And
I love
so
that.
I saw this, yeah, that's, yep, and that animal came in just boom, wow, really
and,
clear.
Wow, that's great. And I just wanted to tell Gary that I've been thinking that the name didn't matter for a very long time. But
yeah, that's the first thing I felt.
I thought I'd ask, but...
Yeah, the first thing I felt was the person telling me the name won't matter because you wouldn't recognize it anyway. You know?
Okay.
didn't even whisper
so
it to me.
So he's just teacher, that's all.
yeah, it's a past soul that you've had very strong connections with. And it is a male that you knew in that lifetime and in a couple lifetimes. And it feels like you're either
yeah.
married or partners in some way. So it's a good energy. Explore it.
Cool. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much. All right.
You too, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
And to all you folks, of course, you can we can do a longer reading in person or over the phone. Jan or I, you can find us both on Psychics Gone Wild, Jan Drake Bakke, or Gary Wimmer. You can find more information about us and certainly go into more detail. And for those of you who do get a reading, you can always listen back on the archives. And Jan, take over. We're going to talk radio.
Hi.
Who are we speaking
Hi
with,
there.
Girl?
Beth.
Beth, are you doing okay today, girl?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good, good. Compared to the world, compared to 5 minutes of CNN, I feel good. What would you like, Beth? Would you like a general reading? You got some questions?
Well, I do. I actually spoke with Dan earlier this past week in an email about a snake totem I've been seeing. And
oh,
she was so
good
and helpful. Hi.
Hi.
I hope you're doing okay today. Well,
yeah, doing
my...
okay. And I saw the snake right as soon as you started talking, and I didn't know it was you. So, yeah, that snake is still with you.
Wonderful. That's great.
Uh-huh.
I'm comforted by that. Well, I actually had a question. I talked to Dan a little bit about not sure where my life path was going. And I know you mentioned healing, but I don't know if that's something I should pursue as a career or as a person. And I didn't know if y'all could offer some wisdom for me today.
Well, I'll tell you what, Beth, if you'd like, I'll just do a general 3-month reading for you, and that'll cover a lot of things going on the next couple months. Would you like that?
That'd be wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. And for those of you listeners, this is what I'm doing for this. I've got 16 stones, Sun through Pluto,
and then life, love, luck, commitment, timing, and place stones. And I'm charging them up, and they get nice and warm like they are now, Beth. And all you have to do is say drop whenever it feels right to you, and I'll tell you what I see, okay?
Oh, gosh, I'm shaking.
Don't be shaking. Just think positive, and whenever it feels right, say drop.
Draw.
Okay. Well, actually, you're going through a lot of things right now emotionally that are going to start getting you a lot more in balance. There's probably been some pretty difficulties and disillusionment recently. But you've got Jupiter, Uranus, Venus, and the Moonstone all lining up here in the first week. So even though there's a lot of changes in your life and a lot of uncertainty, you're about to enter a phase where you've got a lot of good positivity, a lot of good direction coming your way, a lot of good feelings. So in the first week or so, even though you may be confused, and part of it certainly has to do with relationship issues, as you go through this first week, see everything that's going positive for you. See the great things that are going on. Because in the...
Oh, no. Hello? Uh-oh. Oh, no. Wow.
Beth, can you hear us?
I can hear you now.
Okay, well, by the first week when you have Jupiter coming into play, there's a lot of good possibilities for you, a lot of good optimism. Even though there's a lot of changes, you're going to find a lot of fresh stability. You're going to start drawing some lines around different areas of your life. It's going to bring you a lot of luck. And by the second into the third week here, you're going to find that your direction as life is starting to get clearer. So don't worry if you don't know it today. You come up in the next couple of weeks. It feels like, are you either in school or getting education?
No, sir. I actually looked up education just this morning, but it's always been very important to me, and I enjoy reading and learning. It's a big part
okay.
of my life.
Well, it does feel like you're getting a lot of education in life here in the first week and a half or two. There's a lot of fresh ways for you to organize and see things, and that's going to bring you a lot of luck. So don't look at the confusion. Let it inspire you to see the glass. Second into the third week here, you're going to feel where you've got the life stone and you've got the magic stone pointing very strongly toward the third and fourth week here, where you have good ideas about direction and good ideas about the next series of goals in your life. And with all this fresh energy coming into play, it's helping you put all these past issues where they belong in the past. So you're processing a lot of things while this is going on that are going to help you grow, evolve, and let go of a lot of your fears. And by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, especially the sixth and seventh week, fifth and sixth week here, you've got a bunch of like fresh ideas about communication, fresh ideas about plans, good decision-making, good ideas about what you want to do as far as business, what you want to do as far as job, what you want to So you're starting to make these decisions here in the fifth and sixth week that are going to help several of us clear out the list. And by the end of this three-month period, you're going to be very aware of all the fresh goals. So don't worry about the confusion you've been through. Look forward to these next week and a half or two as far as really powering for yourself, become powering. And if you
okay.
let them fall into play without worrying about them, let it fall into play, you're going to get a lot of enlightenment and fresh ideas here just in the first couple of weeks. And like I said, by the end of this three-month period, you're going to know the law.
Okay.
So that's kind of short and sweet. Jan, do you have any comments to add to that?
Sure. Beth, I can see the snake totem, and it and so I mean it feels like it might be a power animal for you too, if
wow.
it, you know, because from what you've told me, you know, and then when you come on today and I just hear your voice and I see the snake and I didn't know it was you yet, that says a lot too. And in the power animal section, it says you're a healer. So you might not feel like one. It just may be that you just really are one without really knowing it yet. You may not be doing it yet, but it will come into your life later. It, you know, that kind of, you may start doing something on that level, or you just are naturally a healer. You know what I mean, in your daily dealings of life. And so it's whether you get involved in a healing practice or not, it's just part of who you are. But in general, the snake says, you know, you're about to go through some significant changes, and some might be intense or dramatic, and an old self will die as a new self emerges. And
wow.
So kind of goes along with what Gary says, and you're going to feel a surge of energy that will sharpen your senses and alert your mental faculties and open up new channels of awareness. And you're about to resolve a long-standing issue, one that has required a great deal of your attention, by seeing things in a new light. So you will experience a dramatic and unexpected physical or emotional healing very soon. And if you're into yoga, it says you could start that if you like that kind of thing. But just in general, when you get an animal like that that comes to you so many times and in your dreams and physically, that's really powerful. And so I think it's really positive, too. And you said earlier in your email that you were into bees and stuff and doing the honey,
yeah,
and all that stuff. That sounds like a really cool thing to do. I mean, that is a healing thing to do. I mean, honey is very healing for people.
Yeah.
And so that feels really good to me. But anyhow, I just think that you should open up to that any type of healing that you feel comfortable with, and let it just come through and let it be part of your life. And whatever it is, it's just going to naturally come through you, because this animal is just boom, right with you.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, thank you very much.
Hope that helps you, Beth. And one thing about healing, I started getting readings. The 70s in a patient with yourself. Okay, girl?
Okay, I didn't hear much of that, but I appreciate it.
Well, listen back on the archives, because we're having strange communications today. I've been disconnected 5 times and had to dial back in. So, again, I'm glad Jan's with us.
Well, Jan, I'm really nice speaking with you. Thank you so much.
And Gary, thank you.
Thanks.
We're really glad that you called in. Thank you, Beth. Thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Gary, bye-bye.
This is...
I don't know, Joe. She doesn't want to stay in there. Hello?
What's that?
Oh,
hello?
Are you on to me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, sorry. We were just talking to my cat because she doesn't want to go in the litter box. How embarrassing is that? Oh, my God.
Does she like to go outside or anything?
She's just been very finicky lately because she has kittens, and they're foster kittens. So I think now they're getting a little bigger. She doesn't want to share the same space.
Right.
So we made another box for her, but it was just so funny because I said to my son before, I said, I'm going to end up getting called on in the middle of trying to get Smokey to go in the right place. Well, thank you for taking my call. My name is Charity.
Charity? Uh-huh. Thank you for calling, too.
Oh, well, thank you. I just had, I was just looking for a little insight. I actually think I might have spoken to, I'm not sure, but I know a long time ago I had called in once, probably about 2 years ago, on a radio show, but it wasn't Blog Talk Radio, but I'm not sure if it was you or not, because your voice sounds very familiar.
Yeah, it probably wasn't me, because I've actually just started on the radio in the last few months.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's been years, so that wouldn't be it. But
uh-huh.
I just wanted to just touch base and see if maybe either one of you would have any insight as to how I deal with a current situation with my relationship.
Well, I'll tell you what, let me do a short reading for you on that. You want to do that, Charity?
Oh, that would be great if you don't mind.
Okay, and again, my apologies to all you folks. I've been cut off 6 times already so far, so if it goes dead, you can't hear me, I'll dial back in. So Blog Talk and Skype, y'all are not being very friendly today. But Charity, and I want to let you other callers know, 111 and Nadia and 570 will be getting with y'all, so be patient with us. Charity, all you have to do is say drop. I'm using these 16 stones, and when you say drop, I'll kind of tell you what I feel about a lot of things, but certainly about your relationships, okay?
Okay. You can draw now.
Okay. Well, you've got Pluto, and interesting, you've got Pluto, you've got Jupiter, and you've got the Moon. So you've kind of got a split. You're kind of torn in different directions right now. One way is looking at the good things about the past or the difficult things, and one is pointing ahead with you trying to decide emotionally how you want to go about this. There's been a lot of confusing, difficult feelings going on. It's also the play stone is next to it, so it's accepted. It's affected your place, your home. There's been some communication that you've been trying to get established here that sometimes hits well and sometimes doesn't. But having said all that, I feel like by about the second and into the third week here, because you want to stay inspired in spite of or because of what you can't predict about this relationship, that's very good for you to stay that way, to stay inspired, to not feel defeated, because it feels like in the second to third week here, you come across a real good set of balance for yourself. And I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of things in this relationship are figured out by then. And by the fourth,
that would be great.
Yeah, so be patient with things. You've just got there's a lot of turmoil and conflict you're dealing with and he's dealing with right now. And it feels like kind of like in your different worlds and you're trying to reconverge them and bring them back together.
Yeah.
Communication is a strong part of that and decision-making. So let your decisions and your communication be positive in spite of what's going on so you can see the balance that you need to attain and that you need to attain for this relationship and so it doesn't drive you crazy. Because by the
That's what I've been trying to do.
Yeah, it feels like by the third week you're going to have a much more balanced approach to everything. Right? Like I said, in different directions. And that doesn't happen for that much longer because you get the strength here in the next couple days and week to just meet this head on and fearlessly. And that's what's good because it brings you this balance by the second into the third week. And by the fourth and fifth week here, a lot of things are figured out. You've set a lot of new standards for yourself. You've got the Death Stone, Love Stone, and Uranus. So even though there's a lot of changes and a lot of unpredictability, it feels like you've drawn new lines to where things can be communicated, established, you know, are we on the same page or not? And you're doing that more and more fearlessly, such that by the 6th and 7th and 8th week here, you learn so much about flexibility with yourself. You look at things, you're kind of getting away from the rigidness, and that really opens up the door for you in terms of future hopes and aspirations. And by the end of this 3-month period, you're going to realize a lot about this split you feel between yourself, and you're going to know how to deal with it very effectively. So it's a learning thing you're going through here. And beyond this 3-month period where these stones lie, the life stone, the commitment stone, it's showing that you're going to have a good commitment. Beyond this 3-month period, you're going to learn what you need to do to make that work and what you need to let go of to make that work. And that's all you can do. You can lead a horse to water. You can't pull the stripes off the zebra, though. You can't pull the skin off the snake. You can lead the horse to water, and if it doesn't drink, you do the best you can. So be empowered, not be frustrated. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does, because that's what I've been kind of going through, and I'm just kind of in the point the last month or so where I kind of just realized to take a back seat, not think about myself or him, but think about if this is good for the kids.
Amen. Move forward. A lot of things work for you. Does that make sense,
thank
girl?
Thank you so much. No, it really did. Everything you said in the beginning was almost made the hair on the back of my neck stand up because it was so on point. It was fantastic.
Well, and the split will sew, will the seams will go back together. You'll feel much more harmony. And like I said, you're going to learn a lot about this, about love and how to expand your own horizons, not be caught in this torn apart so much.
Great. Well, thank you so much. That's all the really validation that I was looking for.
Any comments about that, Jan?
I just love that. That was just beautiful. And I love the animals that you brought up too, Gary. but I saw the deer totem, and just real quickly, the deer says, may appear weak, but it is important to remember the great strength that lies at the heart of gentleness. If the deer is your totem, you are gentle in speech and touch, and you are acutely aware of what is best for you and those around you, and you usually hear what truly lies behind others' words. You are non-critical, though you know instinctively when to push and when to allow. You willingly sacrifice your own needs for the sake of helping others. So that just sounds really nice, that you're going to be very diplomatic and kind in however you proceed in all of this with your relationship.
Well, thank you.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, that does sound a lot about what people say my personality is, and now I've kind of really come into it. But the deer, on top of that, it's kind of funny because I've had a deer in the woods behind my house that's almost been following me around.
Really?
Really? Yeah, and it was scaring me for a couple of days because my neighbors and I kept hearing it outside, and, you know, it's when it's really dark and Halloween time, you know. And then we realized it's this deer. There's no food that I know of that my 8-year-old threw over there. So it's almost like every time I go outside, he pops his head over the fence.
Wow. That is
so
really
neat. So I didn't know, should I go over there? I'm like, what is up with that? So that's funny that you just said that. Now I know what that was about.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it when it coincides like that. That is neat that you have an animal like
that. Started around Thursday, and I didn't see him last night or her last night. So it's funny that you said that. It really is.
well, I'm glad.
Well, thank you so much. I can't wait to listen to the archive. That's great that
me
saved
too.
It. All right, well, I don't want to
awesome.
Hold you guys
Forgive.
Up, because I know you have some.
Oops, I got it off
thank
too quick.
Thank you so much.
I didn't mean to charity, but Our studio is kind of strange today, and so I'm going to try and get 111 here. Can you hear me? 111111111.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's your name?
Marissa. Can you hear me?
Marissa?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got you. Do you have a specific question? Do you want a general reading?
Yeah, well, with love, if you could see anything coming up within the next 2 months, any kind of relationships.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to drop some stones for you and kind of look into that. And all you have to do is say drop whenever you feel like it, and I'll tell you what I see, okay?
Okay, thanks.
So whenever you say drop.
Drop.
Okay, girl. Well, it feels like you're still healing from love, and that's one thing you have to do completely. Until you completely heal, you're going to carry the bad memories of love into the future, and you don't want to do that. But you're pretty much finished up a lot of this healing, because by the first and second week here, you're starting to feel a whole new freshness in your life, and that's going to give you the ability to communicate more effectively and to be braver about yourself, about your life, about how you feel about love. And yes, that is going to because what you're learning is this new system of communication, this new system of letting go of things, and this new sense of no matter how things get confusing or hurt, that you're just going to use the power of your mind and spirit to not be thrown off course. And as you do that in the first couple weeks, it's going to set a pattern for you to have a lot more control over your environment and over your direction. And by the fourth and fifth week here, you find yourself back in balance again to where you're really ready to attract love. So give yourself a little bit of this time to heal. And you know what I'm talking about. There's been some difficult things you're having to kind of let go, family things, love things, and so forth. But as you do that, by the seventh and eighth and ninth week here, Not only are you seeing a lot of your where you want to go, but you're starting to feel very positive about long-term commitments because you've lost the fear of them not working for you, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. So I just want to know when there'll be people coming in.
I think within the next week or two, you're going to start getting bright. That opens you up to be spontaneity to start meeting people. And by the fourth week now, third and fourth and fifth week here, you're going to be meeting a lot more people. What's this feeling of expression in your favor?
You said, yeah.
Use this feeling of expressiveness and freedom and creativity and abundance and spontaneity. Use that to your advantage. You've already processed a lot of the hurt. Don't need to beat that, bang your head against the wall.
No, I don't like, you know, feeling like I want somebody to treat me, you know, a little bit better.
Things of the past, because that makes you sharper, makes your decision-making better here just in the first week or two. And you're going to start meeting people in the next couple of weeks, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's certainly good man interested in meeting. Does that make sense to you, Marissa?
You said what? I couldn't hear you.
Good men that you're going to be meeting here in the third and fourth and fifth week. So let yourself be available. And don't be afraid to pull. Don't be afraid of a snake, acts like a snake, walks or crawls like a snake, smells like a snake. It's probably a snake. Look for a gentleman. And don't... Do you have anything to say to that, Jan?
Yeah, I saw the duck for you, and it was so cute too. And sometimes animals just come in to help us when we're going through certain times, you know, and they don't necessarily mean they're the animal for us for life, and sometimes they are too. But anyway, I saw a few of them, a few animals for you, but the duck was really powerful here, and it says that it's time to have fun and maybe even get a little silly. And the time of turmoil has passed. So now you can release any pent-up emotions that have been suppressed, because the time of turmoil has gone away. Do whatever is necessary to find emotional comfort rather than trying to deny your need for this. Let's see. You're at a beginning of a new cycle with either work or relationship, and you need to get moving through some difficult emotional entanglements, which it sounds like you are, and you realize that you're needing to enjoy the company of others, particularly those of like-minded spirit. And you're very amiable, accessible, and quite emotionally expressive, and also very resilient and able to bounce back very easily. So it looks like you're going to be all right, and you're going to get through this pretty well.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm happy because, you know, it's been a time between, you know, the in between jobs and, It's crazy, and, you know, it's just hard, and, you know, I put all my energy to finding a job, that I don't do anything socially.
Right, yeah. Bless your heart. Well, it sounds like you're going to be going through, you're coming out of the turmoil now, and everything's going to start getting itself together again.
Yeah, I've gone on interviews, nobody's calling, and it's horrible, you know, it's horrible. It makes you feel, you know what I'm saying. It's crazy.
Definitely.
It
makes you feel not wanted when you get turned down and stuff. But
exactly.
That,
they had a few people come in at the same time as me for interviews, and, you know, and I don't get called, and I get, and... so many other people out of work, and it's just crazy. And I've been unemployed for a couple of months now, and it's difficult. So
definitely is. And just hang in there. Just hang in there. The right job is going to be there for you at the right time. I mean, that I remember when I was trying to get my dance jobs when I first started it, and I went on so many auditions, just over and over, and I mean, really, and everybody was getting jobs, and I wasn't, and then eventually.
Yeah, rejection is very hard with it.
It is. It's so hard, but you just keep at it. Just keep at it, because the right job is going to come to you, because it's the right situation with the right people and everything. That's happened to me before, so many times before, and it really is. And I would look back and go, no wonder why I didn't get that job. They probably weren't the people that I needed to be with at the time. And I always ended up with the right people that I needed to be with at the time.
Because my last job, I was there a long time, but I didn't like it, you know, and I was there for many years, and it's not like it was, you know.
Is this Marissa?
This is Marissa.
Okay, sorry, I got disconnected several times. I was going to say one thing, because it's really true. Every day is a new day. Don't let yesterday poison tomorrow. Learn from yesterday. Where you get turned down, learn.
Yeah, could you hear me?
Were you good?
Hello? Hello?
I can hear you, Marissa.
It's hard. Gary, it's coming, fading in and out. But I'm just saying, the last job, it was a lot of turnover. It wasn't the greatest situation. But I'm hoping that the next job, that at least I'll be more comfortable there.
Right. And so just keep praying for that and putting that out there. You know what I mean? Ask for this to happen for you, and keep thinking that in those terms, and it will happen. It definitely will. I've seen it happen so many times with people and myself. I know this really is a real thing. Let it come to you. As you search, it will come to you.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so, Jan. I appreciate Jan, your insight, and Gary's too.
Good. I'm glad.
Thank you. Thank you so much. At least it cheers me up for this holiday season.
I'm so glad. Call in again, too, if you need to. Anytime. We're open every day, just about, and we're on Sunday, too. Call in anytime.
Okay, great. I'll keep you updated. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You too, girl. I got disconnected again, so I called back on my phone instead of Skype. I don't know what's going on, but
okay.
We're going to try and take another caller here before our time is up. We have, Nadia, is that correct? Can you hear me, Nadia?
Yes, yes, I can hear you perfectly.
Oh, great. That makes our day. what's your question, my dear?
I've never had a reading with lithomancy, and I'm extremely interested in it, and I just wondered if you could just tell me something, like, for example, like a 3-month projection, say.
Sure. If I get disconnected, I'm going to call back in. It looks like I might have. Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well, as long as it's still hearing me, I'm going to try this reading. Boy, what a day of gremlins. tell you what, I've got these 16 stones, girl. And all you have to do is say drop whenever you want to. And I'll tell you in general what I'm seeing for the next couple months, okay?
Okay.
You still there?
Yes.
You still?
Yes,
okay.
Draw.
Hold on
just a second. I'm in Skype here. It seems to be causing a problem.
Jesus,
today. You can still hear me, right, my dear?
Yes, I can, yes.
Okay. Now, again, try this once again. Whenever you say drops.
Drops.
Okay. Well, you've got Venus and you've got Pluto at the very top. So it feels like there's a lot of healing, letting up go of issues here in the first week or so. But with Jupiter right in the center here, it's showing you that within the next week or so, you're going to get a lot of feelings of expansion and new freshness. And that's going to help you with all sorts of commitments, especially this commitment to yourself about how you want to be empowered. You don't want to have the breath knocked out of you so easily. So take what you've learned and what you've gone through and see it as something you've learned. Let go of a lot of this stuff in the past because it's really weighing on you.
Yes.
It takes, you know, some things we can let go of immediately. Some things take a little bit more of a process. But the more you recognize what you have to let go of it, the better you can get at it. And as you do that in the first week or so, because of Pluto and Venus, by the second and into the third week here, you're going to feel a real sense of optimism. So don't be afraid to let go of stuff so new things can fill in. And as you get this new feeling of optimism in the within the first and second week here, that's going to give you a whole fresh idea about how you want to deal with things, how you see commitments, how you see life, how you see yourself. You've got the commitment stone, and Uranus coming into play, and that's giving you a lot of spontaneity, a lot of freshness, a lot of fresh ideas. And by the sixth and seventh and eighth week here is when things really take off for you. New feelings about love, new feelings about emotion, new plans in life, a lot of fresh visualization, as opposed to right now you're kind of rehashing the past. So you get into this fresh dreaming and visualization. And beyond this three-month period, because of Mercury, you're able to make much better decisions. And it's because of what you're letting go of in the first week or so. Now, that's a process. It doesn't happen overnight, but it is a process. And the more you keep working with that process, the more freer you become, the lighter you become, the more spontaneous you become, the more visionary. So don't be afraid of letting go of things. Sometimes we don't realize we're holding on until we go, you know what, I don't feel right, and why? It's because I've got this cluttering my head, my mind, and my spirit. And then we don't know what to let go of. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Yes, it does. I guess the work is to catch yourself in the moment and know when to let go of something. Because, you know, when
it
you
is,
hold on
it
so
is,
tight,
it is.
When you hold on so tight, you don't even realize you're doing it.
I know, and it's a very conscious effort letting go. So let it happen for you, girl, and don't be afraid to come out. We've got about 2 minutes left, and I'm going to let Jan
make
some comments.
Thank you very much.
To those of you readers, the folks we didn't get to tonight, my apologies. Call back in next week. Call in early. We'll get to you. We've only got about 2 minutes left. Jan, do you want to add to that?
Sure. I saw a few animals for you, Nadia.
Oh, great.
But what I see in that's sort of like in the air is a unicorn. And I love unicorns, so I just want to read it off for you. But I saw a few others. But it says, it's vital that you pursue any creative or artistic interest that you've suppressed until now.
Okay.
It's a nice thing to get into are the arts, you know, for creative outlets. And you'll notice more signs and visitations from nature spirits, such as fairies and sprites. And so that's just totally awesome. If you can, I don't know if you're into that, but that's just so neat.
I am, yes.
And oh, good. And let go of your worries and responsibilities for a while and just play and have some fun. So that's what I want to leave you with, is just enjoy it and just have some fun and you know, stuff like that.
Okay. Sounds excellent. Thank you so much. Thanks to both of you.
You too,
Absolutely.
Nadia.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
We've got
Thanks
about 1 minute here. So if area code 609, if you've got a quick question, we could answer it or try to. 609, you there?
Hello?
Yes. Got about 30 seconds. Ask a quick question. We'll try to get it.
Jan, my totem. I've never had that done. Do you see any animals for me?
Let's see real quickly.
I do have a number that surrounds me, but not a, I don't know about an animal.
Let's see. It takes about a second. I hope I can just see it really fast for you.
Okay. My name's
in. I see a dragon.
Okay. Is that good?
Dragon. Yeah. Oh gosh. Yes. Let's see what the dragon says.
Please help me
because
I need a little.
I hope we don't go off. We're just about 10 seconds.
Here. 10 seconds.
Okay, it goes, if you're emerging to a new phase of life, one where you'll be taking more risk and more vulnerable, you can be well protected. Do more kinds of activities that bring passion into your life. You have a past life connection to a time when earth-based spiritual practices were predominant. You're entering into a period of considerable